Welcome to the Motorized Coffee and Cars podcast. Today, we're talking about our cars and what were the first cars that we drove and the progression after that.
Should I stop now? Okay.
That was an excellent intro.
I'm a great beatboxer.
You are. You should do it more often.
Heard it here first, guys.
It's a new podcast. It's going to be beatboxing with Bert. All right. Let's get into it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So today, in today's episode, we are talking about our first cars. Well, the car that we learned to drive on, not like the first one that we bought or owned or whatever. So it's like, yeah, first cars that we learned how to drive. So, Alberto, I know that you haven't been driving for too long and you're kind of new to this whole thing. But
yeah, I just started last year.
Yeah, it's amazing super how far you've come and you just like bought an S3 immediately. It's ballsy, I got to say. I'm impressed. So what car did you learn how to drive on? And give me the details.
So does learning how to drive count when you are like 8 years old and you sit on your mom's lap?
Yes, it does actually.
And I was
count.
A really good driver when I was eight.
Yeah,
yeah.
You stayed inside the lines and all that? That's impressive.
I drove around the neighborhood like a boss.
Wow.
Every time.
That's awesome.
It was in a 98 Eclipse.
All right.
That was manual. So, first of all, kudos to my mom. She could drive a stick and have a child sitting on her lap at the same time.
That's impressive. She was working the clutch, the pedals, and all that, making sure you didn't fall over.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
But then I also did it on a Jeep. She had a Jeep later. That was also, you know, definitely couldn't reach the pedal still.
Okay. So is it still standard?
By the time I got my permit to drive, I was already a professional.
What? Yeah. A professional lap driver.
Professional lap
seat,
driver.
Lap
yeah.
seat driver.
Now I was like, I just need to figure out what pedals
do the pedals. Hey, that's the gas. Oops. All right. All right then.
Yeah. I mean.
So you like, and then your first car when you were like actually like working everything, was that a standard?
My first car was a manual Toyota Celica. I think it was a 2002,
okay.
2001 Celica. Okay. I don't remember. It was black. It had a sunroof. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
I was like the only kid in high school that had a sunroof.
You're styling.
So fancy.
Wow. You must have been like the talk of the town.
Yeah.
And yourself.
I was already talking town because I'm amazing.
Is that? Oh, I forgot. You know what? I keep forgetting that. And you have to remind me every time.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I'll
yeah,
do my best.
Keep going every time.
Yeah. What else?
All right. So my first car.
Okay. This is all rushing back to me because I haven't thought about it in so long. So like I had absolutely no idea how to drive a stick because.
Your mother did that for you.
My mom just did it and like I just knew what it was.
Yeah.
So I decided because, you know, I was like 15 that I wanted a stick car, and instead of learning how to drive a stick first and then buying a car that's manual, I just showed up and I was like, I want this one. It's manual. I'm driving it home right now.
Wow.
And I learned to drive stick all by myself in the car.
Like, when did you start getting good at it though?
I stalled out pretty much every red light on the way home, but I got there.
So you were like familiar with
the
concept?
Well, yeah, I knew the concept. I was like pushing the clutch, put it in the right gear that you want it to be in, let go of the clutch.
All right.
So I just followed those three simple steps.
It's just three steps.
And I made it home. I think by the end of the ride home, I was, you know, not stalling out. It was like 50-50 on the light.
Everyone else was scared. Getting
Everyone else hated me on the road.
I'm sure you.
But yeah, and then after that, like, you know, just kind of learned on my own, really.
Cool.
It was neat.
Nice. So my first car, or the car I learned how to drive in, was a Pontiac Vibe.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was a stick.
Nice.
I forget what year. I think they stopped making them 2010. So it was like an 08 Pontiac Vibe. So my dad taught me how to drive that. It was a lot of.
But why didn't your dad have like a sweet Mustang?
No, it was after that.
Oh, he had. Wait, so he got rid of the Mustang and got a Vibe?
No. No. He had the Vibe for me to learn a stick on, and then we got rid of that.
he's not letting you learn on a Mustang.
No, he's not letting me on the Mustang. And once I learned how to drive the standard, which I was really excited about, then he got the Mustang. Like, really? You can have waited?
Funny story,
my sister learned how to drive in the Mustang.
The favorite child.
She is. I was a little butthurt about that one. So I learned how to drive on
in
a
Pontiac. Your parents secretly hate you.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is John. Thanks for listening. We're going to do a quick sponsor segment and get back to the program. But I did learn how to drive a stick. My sister hasn't, so that's a skill. So I learned how to drive on the Pontiac Vibe. My dad would make me do all kinds of shit. I would drive like 2 hours. No, I would like drive 2 hours to my grandparents' house. Things
So basically, he used you learning how to drive an excuse to get you to do shit he didn't want.
Yeah, or try to pick up my sister from school. go to your sister.
It's a great learning experience. You'll learn how to pick up people. Go do that.
You learn how what it's like to be the only person with a car in a
thanks,
radius.
Dan.
And then the day that I went to get my license passed. The instructor was texting the entire time, wasn't paying attention.
Sounds like my test also.
Yeah, it's weird, right? And then people wonder why Americans are bad drivers. Yeah. And then my dad surprised me and took me to a Foo Fighters concert.
Ooh.
Same day.
That's pretty cool.
He did say, son, let me.
Wait,
let me.
Did you drive to the Foo Fighters
concert? No, he said, you've had enough today, son. let me drive into Trenton. You can relax.
Yeah.
So I went to
Trenton, bad to drive in?
It's, kind of.
Yeah.
Especially for someone that was like barely out of their learner's permit, learning how to drive, and also at night with a bunch of stupid people and all that kind of fun stuff.
Did you have a curfew when you had a permit?
Yeah, I did have a curfew.
It is. In Florida, you can drive past.
It's like Princess.
Like 9 or something. I don't know.
Cinderella. Yeah, Cinderella rules or whatever, right?
I am not Cinderella, though.
Oh, I thought you had glass slippers. Is that did I not see that? Are those not yours?
Glass Adidas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird flex. then that concert was awesome. I was like, yeah, I got my license, and then saw the Rise Against.
That's pretty
cool. Foo Fighters and a mariachi band. That was awesome.
Sounds a lot of place.
No, the mariachi band actually killed it, and they actually introduced themselves
as heavy metal mariachi band?
No, it was just like they just jammed. Super hard jammed. And then
this is when you turned into, got really into your Mexican roots and you're like, I'm Mexican now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you started listening to mariachi music and then you became a mariachi professor.
Yeah.
Am I getting that right?
Yeah, okay. That's exactly really, what my history is.
When you found your passion.
I found my, it's like the DNA ancestry.com. Yeah, now I'm actually.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's exactly how it happened. How did you go on the tangent? I'm impressed. That was awesome. And then my dad eventually got the Mustang, got to drive that around in high school a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. I was the only one with a Mustang.
What year was it?
It's a 2010 Mustang.
For some reason, I thought it was like an older classic one.
It was an S197 body style, so the new body style, not like the 90s.
Was it souped up?
No, it was a V6.
Was it stock?
Yeah. And he got nice rims and tires for it. He got some tints, louvers, fun stuff.
Mm.
Intake.
Cool.
It was a really fun car. I love that car. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, I went to school for a couple years, drove the Mustang whenever I was home. Then I got my first job and bought my little 2013 Golf and then have upgraded to a 2018 GTI. Now, what was your progression? So you had the Celica.
I had the Celica and then I got a motorcycle. Then I got rid of my car.
So wait, how did you learn how to drive the motorcycle? Or did you just walk in, want that one?
You actually need to take a class to get a motorcycle license. So I had to take a class.
Okay.
So, and then...
Was he also texting the entire time, or?
You can't text on a motorcycle.
Can you not, like,
I mean, you can, I guess, just,
On, like, a 90s, like, Razor, it's like, yeah, I got this.
No, motorcycle classes are, like, in big groups, and then they teach you fundamentals and how to do things, and then they put little obstacles out, and then you gotta do their obstacles to make sure you know what you're doing.
Cool.
And they teach you
lead
with your head and not with your eyes, et cetera, et cetera. Don't die.
Number one.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's scary because there was this one girl in my class who she should not have gotten a license.
And yet she did.
But yes, she did. And I hope she's okay.
You let her drive in front of you.
So yeah, so then I had a motorcycle, and then I had another motorcycle.
What motorcycle did you have?
I had a Honda CBR first, okay. And then That was my first one. And then I was like, nah, this is, I need a better one. So then I got a Triumph 675, which was awesome. I got a really good deal because the guy had laid it down and like the right side was kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I'll pay an extra, you know, $7,000 less for a bike that just scratched. That's fine with me.
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
It was great. I got a sweet deal on that. And then I totaled it because I totally almost died. But that was fun. And then I was like, nah, I'm going to go back to four wheels.
So you actually didn't own a car for some period of time?
I did not. Yeah, I just had a motorcycle. I was like, I don't need.
Then you had the near death experience.
Four wheels. I can get around on two.
Yeah, and then you know,
save a lot of money on gas.
Yeah, I bet you do. Ugh.
Yeah, and then I got a GTI, and I got a Mark V GTI for. I had that for like 10 years.
Which was a standard.
Which was a standard, yeah.
And you got a tune too. It was like APR tune.
And I got an APR tune and a downpipe, and
nice wheels.
Nice wheels. It was great. I love that car. I miss that car. GTIs are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got an A3, and then I totaled that in a month, and then I got an S3.
You guys
and
noticing now, a pattern with some of the vehicles that he has? There's a lot of totaling going on.
Oof. Yeah. Totaled one car, totaled one motorcycle.
That's more than I've done.
Should I total an airplane next? No, I don't know. I think I'll survive that one.
That's escalating quickly. Cool.
And then next, I want a... I don't know. There's a lot of cars that I want. Lamborghini. No, that's too far out.
Next, I want a Shelby Mustang. Either that's like a Shelby Super Snake or a GT350 or GT500. That's the next one I want.
That'd be nice.
I don't want like the normal GT Mustang. I want.
So you're gonna keep your GTI and get a Mustang?
Yeah, probably. Because you know,
why not? Need
the utility.
Right.
Yeah, need the utility.
Hatchbacks are great.
Hatchbacks are great. I think it's been said by a lot of different people. GTR is one of the best cars you can ever buy.
Yes, I would probably agree with that statement.
In terms of driving, usability, fun, looking good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And the whole VWs aren't maintainable thing is kind of BS. Like if you actually take it in for routine maintenance and oil changes and stuff like that, it's perfectly fine. I mean, yours lasted for what, 100?
Yeah, I had mine until 110,000 miles probably, which is pretty low for a VW.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Yeah, and it was fine. Never had many problems with it.
And we're not sponsored by VW. I want to make that clear.
That's true. Nice. However, if they want to.
VW, if you're listening, you should
come on and give me a call.
Get us an Arteon.
Yeah, we'll review it for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. One bag of coffee for an Arteon.
It sounds like a fair deal. I'll even add an extra couple beans to it too.
All right.
So I think that is everything. Motorized Coffee signing off.
Yeah, that's my life.
That's your life?
In a nutshell.
Deuces, everybody.
See you guys.